Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guest, or agent with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Science of Health and You with your host this evening, Abdul Shahid, sitting in the seat of Rashid Abdul Salam, who's traveling. We'd like to start off with Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this afternoon, this evening with you, and allowing you to be here with us. We have Abdul Shahid, once again, sitting in the seat of the host and engineer, Rashid Abdul Salam. We are a certified Scientology health coach, and we also are the host of Optimal Health on AM 360. We thank our host of the Science of Health and You. We work together and been working together for quite some time now on various projects. So we are here this evening to share more information about how health is being denied from us, how we make mistakes to cause health to be denied. Being a certified Scientology health coach and attending the American School of Scientology in the doctorate program there, we have learned many things that we'll share with our listeners. Many scientific, verifiable information based on our health and where health comes from. Brothers and sisters, we like to say, is our aim and objective every week on the various places where we speak to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. I have come to learn that planet Earth is well known as an echo chamber of illusion, and things are not always as they seem. And we are sent here to be tested. This is the testing ground. Planet Earth is the testing ground, brothers and sisters. And we have to understand that that's what we are going through with. We're being tested every single day. Why are we being tested? We're being tested so we can learn more. Correct our mistakes, not only correct our mistakes, but also to correct our parent mistakes, our grandparent mistakes, to correct the mistakes of our teachers and our professor, so we can move forward and make more progress for ourselves. This is how it's done. Each generation is responsible for correcting their parent mistakes and the people that came before, so we can move forward, make progress. This is what the life is all about. So when we make mistakes in our food choice and what we choose to drink as beverages and water, what we choose to eat as fruits and vegetables, we can compromise our health. It can cause our health to be denied. So we ask people to join us on various shows so we can come together each week to learn about these booger traps. And there's many of them. Planet Earth is loaded with booger traps. And it is the testing ground. So we ask people to join us every week to learn about these booger traps that cause health to be denied. That cause health to be denied, brothers and sisters. This is what happened. Health is normalcy. This is what we can say. Health equals normalcy. And abnormalcy is a disease. This is a simple way to put it. There are rules to health. There are natural laws. There are universal laws. There are laws of physics. All of them, classical physics, there's laws that we have to understand and be aware of, be conscious of. There are laws of quantum physics that are based on things that we cannot see. There's laws of atomic physics, laws of nuclear physics. And here's what I've learned, brothers and sisters, that every time we violate these laws and rules, our body will warn us by giving us a sign called symptoms. If we keep violating the rules and the laws, those symptoms will develop into full-blown diseases. A disease is an anomaly. It's not normalcy. It's just the opposite. Planet Earth is loaded with opposite. Everything is created in pairs. The opposite for everything that Mother Nature produced. And this is how it is. We must understand this. This is why we make mistakes, and then we end up having a disease. So we correct our mistakes, take care of the needs of our cells, stop neglecting them, remove blood impurities, stop neglecting our blood, and protect our DNA, repair it when it's in disrepair. Yeah, we can reverse every disease, brother and sister. We can reverse every disease. It's up to the person. Disease isn't the problem. The problem is the person that has the disease. That's the problem. The problem is the person that has the disease. Because the person has been misinformed, miseducated, and this is what happens. We make too many mistakes. And that's what a disease is. So we gain knowledge, verifiable scientific knowledge, how to eat scientifically, how to cook our food scientifically, and how to live on this planet scientifically. That will prevent us from catching most diseases. This is what it's all about, brothers and sisters. So we have an excellent program outlined for us this evening. For those who do not know, this is the September is the Alzheimer Awareness Month all over the world. Alzheimer. People who have memory loss, people who have dementia, people who have amnesia, and eventually full-blown Alzheimer disease. This is the month we're talking about it. And there are many things that people are trying to do to keep from getting Alzheimer. And once they get it, there are many things your doctor would do to try to help control it or slow it down. Brother and sister, I'm here to tell you that none of those things are working. None of those things are working. And we're going to share more information as we get through our program about what we can do to prevent Alzheimer and the underlying causes of Alzheimer and what we can do once we get it, if you happen to get it, by making too many mistakes, of course. We're going to tell you also the protocol, what you can do to reverse it. Brother and sister, every disease is reversible. The disease is not the problem. The problem is the person that has the disease. Remember that. Every disease is curable. The Almighty placed everything within us, to cure every disease. We have to understand how our own body works. Our body is our vehicle, and we must have this vehicle as long as we're here on planet Earth. That is a requirement to be here. If we take care of our body, it will take care of us. This is what we must learn to do. We can't take it for granted. Our body composes 75 to 100 trillion cells, over 200 different cell types, and each one of those cells is a nucleus. In the nucleus, we'll find these organelle. In the nucleus, you find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin in the nucleus. The nucleus is the engine of the cell. And, of course, we can equate that to our car. Sometimes the engine won't turn over. It won't start. It doesn't mean that the engine is broken. The car could be out of gas. Think about that. The car also could have a bad starter. Car won't start. The car also might have a bad battery. And the car also could have a bad alternator.
It won't be the motor. The motor is just fine. The engine is just fine. But the engine will become incapacitated if we have problems with those other things I just mentioned. Our body is the same way. It is the gene that released the blueprint, brothers and sisters, to the DNA. And the DNA then released it to the three RNAs, and the ribosomal RNA produced everything that our body needs to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy. This is how it works. And when the cells do not have the instruction and they cannot produce what need to be produced to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy, they will send this coded message to us, a coded language to us in the form of a symptom. If we haven't been taught what the symptom means, each symptom has a code, is a coded language. And symptometry has broken the code on that language. It has a meaning behind it. It would direct a trained doctor of symptometry to the source of the disease. Your doctor do not remove the source of the disease. They prescribe drugs, and they do surgery. That's what they do. And they do very little counseling on why you have what you have and the source of the disease. Symptometry, the most natural scientific means to address the needs of the human cell, goes to the source of the disease and remove it. So like we said earlier, the disease is not the problem. It is the person that has the disease, because they must have a made-up mind to take care of the needs of the cells, and the cell will reward them with good health. That's the only way it works. Works no other way, brothers and sisters. So the month of September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And this year, the World Alzheimer's Month 2023, the theme is never too early, never too late. The Never Too Early, Never Too Late campaign aimed to underscore the pivotal role of identifying risk factors and adopting practices that would reduce these measures or delay the potential of even preventing the onset of Alzheimer's, the onset of dementia. Here's the question. What is a human being without their memory? Think about that question. What is a human being without their memory? You don't remember who you are. You leave home, you can't get back there. You forget what your religion is. You cannot even carry out the rites of your religion. And then eventually you forget your God. This is what happens if a person do not prevent Alzheimer's, or if they fail to cure their disease or reverse it. This is what the future is. And eventually the Alzheimer's will kill them because the brain will cease to function. So we're going to be talking about what we can do. What we can do. So we hope our listeners will be paying attention, taking notes. We're going to make our best to keep it simple and give you the underlying causes of diseases, especially this particular disease, Alzheimer's. Forgetfulness. Sometimes people walk into a room, this is where it starts, and they forget why they went into the room. They're looking for their keys, and their car keys are in their pocket. They're looking for their glasses, and their glasses are on their head. But they spend an hour looking for them. Memory loss, being senile, dementia, and then eventually full-blown Alzheimer's. What is happening to the person? Why is the person's brain is malfunctioning? What is the underlying cause of this disease? These are the questions we like to address on the Science of Health and You. And if you would take a moment to call someone, because I'm sure there are many people that can benefit from what we're going to be sharing tonight. Take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us. It could be very beneficial to them. Very, very beneficial.
So we hope people tune in. So if you would take a moment to call someone, and then we're going to get started. We're going to take a short break. Please do not go anywhere at all. And you're with Abdul Shaheed, the host tonight, for The Science of Health and You. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host tonight on The Science of Health and You. And we were asking you to take a moment to call someone, to invite them to join us so they can learn about Alzheimer's. Of course, we know Alzheimer's is prevalent in people who are in our senior citizen, many of those people who's 70, 80, 90 years old, many people that's in the nursing home, many of them are female. A female. And this is one of the facts. Most people that have Alzheimer's are female, and there's a scientific reason why that is the case. So hopefully you were able to take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us tonight. Before we get started on our topic, we'd like to say a couple other things about diseases and the origin of disease. And what happens with this body we have. We already mentioned a couple of things, that whenever we build off the paradigm of normalcy, our body will give us a sign called symptoms, and those symptoms will develop into full-blown diseases. This is what happened to us. So we have many warnings. Sometimes the warning comes 10 years, 20 years before the disease occurs. But no one is teaching us about these warning signs. No one is teaching us about the symptoms, what they really mean, and what they're there for. The cells always warn the person from oncoming problems and oncoming situation. But no one is teaching the person what these things mean. So now, brothers and sisters, we have a school, same school I'm attending, called the American School of Symptometry. The American School of Symptometry. Absolutely amazing. We're going to be giving information how to contact that school, how to get involved, the website and all that before our program is over tonight. But here are some things that we found out since being a student there. The root cause of every disease. The root cause of every disease. And here's what it is. It's real simple, brothers and sisters. I can explain it in less than a minute for you to understand. I already mentioned earlier about the engine of the cell. There is the nucleus. The engine can become incapacitated. It doesn't mean that the nucleus is broken. It doesn't mean that the genes are broken. It simply means that the genes are incapacitated for a reason. So I see, look like the hand of my co-host. I'm going to open his mic. And maybe he can share a couple of things with us while he might have an opportunity. Brother Rashid, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry.
Abdul Shaheed.
This is Dr. Co-host. He's still traveling, and I'm enjoying the production. This is Mark Shaheed with IWDM Radio. Just wanted to say that there are a couple of times that I have been inadvertently cut off. I don't know what's going on, but just wanted to say to your radio listening audience, if that should happen to you, thank you for listening. And then cut off, please call back, because each time I've called back, you've still been live, so I don't know what's going on with that. It may be out of our hands, but just wanted to alert you. Yes.
Okay,
but I'm enjoying this here and giving excellent information in terms of what causes the diseases that we have, which is very, very important because this is not something that you're going to get from your doctor, of course.
No
way. I'm going to disseminate this information. I think that the whole of the American society is built the wrong way when it comes to health and health care properly. It should be just the reverse. In other words, this is how they make their money. This is how they make their living. They make their money and living by keeping the American populace ignorant in terms of what constitutes good health and what causes the illness, what causes the dis-ease that we actually have, and different types of diseases in terms of even with the type of foods that we eat, the type of lifestyle that we're actually living. So for them to stay in business, is to keep the American populace unaware and actually ignorant, in darkness, in terms
of what's happening.
I think this has to be said, because when you look at how things are actually produced today, and even in the market and all of this, and cytometry is studying the science of these things and actually the impact that it can and will have on every aspect of the body, including the human brain and all. I think this is valuable information, but it's only as much have value to us as we actually not only ingest it, take it in, but digest it, understand it, and then put it into application
practice.
To
yes,
get better results
practice.
For ourselves. Application is the key.
It's exactly
the key. You know, because if you don't apply it, it's almost like in biblical scripture, that donkey or that jackass that had the books and just carrying the books but couldn't read it and couldn't understand it. So we don't want to be like the jackass just carrying the knowledge around with us, but to put it into practical application for to get the manifestation, to get the type of results that it is that we want to have in our life. And so who says that if when you get to be a certain age, that you can't retain your memory, you know.
Exactly.
I thank Allah. I'm in the 70 club, so I thank Allah for still having a sound mind, good recall, good memory, and all of this. And so this is valuable information. Every part of the body has to be fed. You talk about the cells. You've talked about the genes. And you're making a good analogy with the engine. You know, bringing it right down in a practical application, everybody's concerned about their vehicle, why it won't start, and
everything. They're riding in themselves.
Sometimes we're more concerned about a car or a vehicle than we are about the vehicle that the Creator has given to us. So I'm anxiously awaiting that information and everything. I didn't mean to say all of this. But alhamdulillah, but I wanted to alert the radio listening audience, if in fact you should get cut off, you know, just please call right back, 714 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And please take Instructor Abdul Shaheed's advice. The information is priceless that he'll be giving for the rest of the evening, sitting in the host chair for our beloved brother Rashid Salam as he travels. But make sure that you get in touch with family members, with your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, community members. You know some people, you may have people in your family that are suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, or, you know, you've seen the signs, the symptoms. Which are the signs, you understand, that this is happening and it don't get better. It only gets worse. So the prevention of that, what it is, can be reversed. And I know Instructor Abdul Shaheed, he has the right antidote that's really needed.
Absolutely.
This ease that we may have. And we don't want to see family members and friends and neighbors and community members that we love dearly have to go through all of this. It don't have to be that way. Right, Instructor?
Doesn't have to. That's right. It's up to the person. And that's where the responsibility lies.
With that free will that Allah, the Creator, has given to all of us, God has given us that free will to make a choice.
Make a choice.
So we want to have a voice to make the right choice in our life to have optimal health. I'll stop there. As always, I'm enjoying the production and everything. And so, inshallah, hopefully I'll be available at the end of the production to be able to inform our radio listening audience about the other productions here on IWDM Radio.
Okay.
So if you inadvertently get cut off, please call right back in. I can't explain it why it has happened to me twice, but, you know, you just call back in and continue to listen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Imam Mark Shaheed. Thank you so very much.
Alhamdulillah.
We certainly appreciate that. So, brother and sister, if you happen to get cut off, happen to get knocked off, please just call back in. You know how these things are. These things are man-made. The system is. And they're not perfect. They still need work. But somehow when we have extra information to share, all kinds of things start happening. But nevertheless, we're going to keep on moving. So Brother Mark hit on some excellent points about health, and we have a choice. See, we have these cells that we're made up of, and every part of our body, there's a matrix as well. But these cells are capable of doing whatever we intend to happen. All our cells need is an intent from us, brothers and sisters. If we want to have health, they need an intent. They need to make sure that you are serious about it. That's all they need. And you follow the rule. Stay in compliance. And if you want to have a disease, just break the rules. Be non-compliant. And that's what you'll end up with. So the cell, it doesn't matter to them. They can produce health. And they also can produce disease. They can go either way. It's up to the person that has the disease to make the choice. And the problem is not the disease. It's always the person that has it, because that person is the decision maker. And it starts with our mind and our brain. So all these things are connected, brothers and sisters. So hopefully we'll be paying attention. I was getting ready to explain the root cause of every disease. And you go back to the engine of the cell. And the engine can become incapacitated. It means that might be something in the body that's not functioning properly that will cause the engine to become incapacitated. And it starts with the DNA. There's a communication that must take place between the genes, the DNA, and the three RNAs. There's a double alignment that must exist. If that double alignment is smashed by what you are eating, what you are drinking, what you are breathing, what you put on your skin, your hair, your nails, all these things could compromise that or smash that double communication, that double alignment, that double communication between the genes and the DNA and the DNA and the three RNAs. Whenever that happens, brothers and sisters, the cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. They are under the law. They cannot help themselves. They have to do what they've been created to do. And this is what happens. And here's another point. The disease and the symptoms are not meant to kill us. They're meant for us to be, get back in compliance. That means we have to learn some things. This is why the person's disease become more and more chronic, because they don't know what to do to get back in compliance. So, brothers and sisters, if you get knocked off, we apologize. There's something going on with the system at Blog Talk Radio. Just call back in. Just call back in. So the genes must be in alignment with the DNA. There are 20 amino acids that make up the DNA. And once you know what these amino acids are, then you know what kind of food you should be eating, what kind of food you should be avoiding. You won't eat the food that contains these amino acids, these proteins. These proteins. There are 20 amino acids that make up the DNA in a sequence of ATCG, A to T, C to G. That's the sequence of human DNA. And one day I explained what all that means, what the A to T, C to G mean. That is the human genome, the sequence. It has a sequence, and that's what it is, made up of 20 amino acids. If three of those amino acids become compromised, that is enough for the DNA to become fragmented. Fragmented DNA is the root cause of all human diseases, and you will hear it nowhere else but from a student from the American School of Symptometry. You will not hear that any place else, brothers and sisters. It is the gene that releases the blueprint to encode protein. Protein is all is what produces all our brain is central. Our body is central. And the essential that the cells use to carry out their job, their function, to keep us healthy. So if the cell never get the code, the encoding, the blueprint, then they would not be able to do what they've been created to do, to produce all that the brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. There's so many of them, brothers and sisters, there are no name for them yet. Maybe our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren would name these eccentric in sometime in the future. It's what happens. But brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility to repair the DNA if it becomes fragmented and learn what causes the fragmentation of the DNA. So the gene will release the blueprint to it. Under no circumstances would the gene release the blueprint to a fragmented DNA, because every time it attempts to unwind, it's going to break off. So it's not going to even release it under any circumstances. The DNA must be in perfected condition. And then once the DNA receives the blueprint from the genes, it passes on to the three RNAs to produce the brain, body, and cell essentials. This is how it's done throughout every part of our body, brother and sister. And when something happens to disrupt that communication, a disease will occur. No ifs and ands or buts. This is what happened. So let's talk about Alzheimer's disease. Many people, many scientists, they think Alzheimer's disease is a genetic disease. And they think there's other diseases that are called the genetic disease, the Parkinson, genes for Parkinson, these things. There are no genetic diseases, brother and sister. There are no genetic diseases. I just explained to you what the genes do, what the genes do. They release the blueprint. And they hold the blueprint. They house the blueprint. And they have histone and nuclear histone that records everything. Everything about the human life, the human being, the individual, the mood swing, everything is recorded by them. Everything. They don't miss anything. This is the gene. There's no gene for any disease. They can become incapacitated, just like I explained. So it is not the gene for Alzheimer's. There's no such thing. And this is just a theory of neurologists who fail to do the work that's necessary to uncover the root cause of Alzheimer's. A genetic disease is a disease that the genes cause, and the genes do not cause diseases. Disease occurs just like we explained. The communication has been smashed. Based on what the person violated, ate the wrong food, you drink the wrong water, you drink the wrong beverages, ate the wrong fruits and vegetables, you was exposed to some poison, some toxic, some microbe, a virus,
protozoa, parasites, and the toxin of them smashed the communication between the genes, the DNA, and the RNA. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. A disease is pathology. Sometimes you study the cause of diseases, not diseases. Your doctor went to school to study disease. Sometimes you go to school to study the causes of disease. See the difference? That is the difference, brothers and sisters. That will underpin symptometry, which is the most natural scientific means to address the needs of human cells. So if the laws are breached, the laws of health are breached, thereby causing a gene incapacitation, as a result, collagen will disintegrate, the cytoplasm will be imbalanced, and the three-way communication between the genes, the DNA, and the three RNA will stop. It will stop. And once that happens, that will be the start of a disease. And that's what will happen. We already explained what the genes does. We already explained what it does. It performs two functions. These functions are to release, to store the blueprint, and to release the blueprint to the DNA. Now, if we do anything to interrupt that communication, then you're going to have a problem. Now, here's another question. What enabled the DNA to release the blueprint? To release the blueprint to the DNA? The answer is force, brothers and sisters. It is force and energy that operate our body. Matter of fact, we can even say that the personality of the person is energy housed in this physical body. And our body operates through force and energy. If we eat food or beverage or drink beverages that will deplete our energy and the force that's in us or weaken the forces in us, well, we're going in the wrong direction. Because nothing happened in the human body without energy. Nothing. The cell needs energy. And the first thing a sick person will say, I don't have energy. And that is absolutely correct. That is correct. A sick person do not have energy. The energy is being depleted. And that energy must be restored. So it takes energy for the DNA to unwind to receive the blueprint. It needs thermal energy, that's heat. It needs electrical energy. It needs nuclear energy because the genes and the DNA resides in the nucleus. And it also needs atomic energy. What does it get the heat from? The thermal energy. Where does it come from? It comes from us eating food. Matter of fact, that's what metabolism is all about. When our body metabolizes the food, that is to produce heat. Heat. Metabolism is the sum total of the heat that our body produces. And only living beings produce thermal energy, produce heat. Only living beings produce heat or metabolize the food to produce heat, thermal energy. That is the main source there. That if you don't have heat, you don't have electrical energy. You don't have anything. And people are eating ice. They're eating ice cream. They're putting ice in beverages, not knowing that we need heat for our body to even operate properly. And we're depleting the heat in every capacity or every level in our body by drinking cold food, drinking cold items, beverages, and eating cold food. Big mistake. What slows down metabolism so that enough metabolic heat can be produced? What slows it down? Brothers and sisters, it is the poison that's in food, that's in the water, that's in the air, that's in microbes that would invade us, viruses, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, all these creatures produce poison and waste. It will be inside of our blood, circulating everywhere. That will reduce the metabolic heat that we must have.
is also unhealthy salt. What do you mean, unhealthy salt? That's unhealthy salt? Yes. Matter of fact, it is unhealthy salt that the person is consuming that will be the underlying cause of Alzheimer's. Let's start right here. The underlying cause of Alzheimer's would be the person consuming unhealthy salt. Now, let me explain. Take a moment to explain what is unhealthy salt. Unhealthy salt, a salt that has more negative energy than positive energy. Salt have charges, different charges, brothers and sisters. That's what salt have, different charges. There are positive charges and there are negative charges. If the salt that you're cooking with have more anion than cation, that would mean they have more negative charges, and that would be a problem. So there will be an imbalance within the cytoplasm of the cell. Cytoplasmic imbalance. And the person will have negative energy coming from everywhere. Coming from everywhere. So we're talking about things that will cause the metal body heat to be depleted and where there's not enough being produced. So if you don't have heat, you don't have thermal energy, then you won't have the other energy either for the cells to carry out their function. So brother and sister, we must cook with the right salt, and all of the other salt, we must be avoided. We must avoid them. The right salt to cook with, the cooking salt, is iodine salt. Iodine, salt with iodine. In the blue box, we all know what that is, that our grandmother used, our mothers used. They used the right salt. That they got correct. Brother Imam, Mom Shaheed, they got that correct. And that's what we must do, cook with the right salt. That salt have an equal amount of cations and anions, positive and negative charges. So our cell could use the electrical energy. And then there are plant alkaloids, plants. People pigeonhole themselves to be vegan and vegetarian. So when they do that, they need to select their food very carefully, the plant food that they're going to be eating. Plants have also diseases, plant diseases. Those diseases will be grafted onto your own disease and your own organ if you're not careful. If you select the wrong plants. Also, we talked about the microbial toxin. If they get inside of us, if they invade our system, they will produce toxin that will reduce metabolic heat, heat from our metabolism. That's why we're eating food, to produce metabolic heat. Without heat, we won't have the other energy for the cells to carry out their job. A person that's going through trauma, experiencing trauma, all kinds of trauma, brothers and sisters, abandoned trauma, rape trauma, abuse trauma, all kinds of trauma that people are experiencing. This will reduce the metabolic heat in their body. This will cause some of the sickness. And then the person is consuming aluminum and mercury in vaccine. That mineral comes with mineral salt. So there will be mercury salt, aluminum salt in the vaccine. And those salt will have more anions than cations. This is what will happen. It will have more negative charges than positive charges. And that list goes on. If enough metabolic heat is not produced, many nucleates will not have the nuclear energy that we mentioned earlier. They need nuclear energy in order for the cells, in order for the DNA to unwind, in order for the genes to release the blueprint. It takes energy, it takes force. If not, it will be the making of a disease, brothers and sisters. So that we mentioned already, there's no gene for any disease. Parkinson's disease gene, no. Alzheimer's disease gene, no. Schizophrenia genes, no. No such thing.
How can a gene cause a disease? It is rather the inability of the gene to function that will cause a disease, because there won't be a blueprint to produce nothing, to produce anything. If you don't have the blueprint for the cell to follow, and they are idle on their own, they'll produce something else, like tumors and all kind of other weird shapes inside of you. This is what happened. So the underlying causes of disease, or Alzheimer's disease, starting right out, you already know, is using the wrong salt. People are using Himalayan salt. They're cooking with rock salt. They're cooking with iodine sea salt. They're cooking with pink salt. All of those salt that we just mentioned, brothers and sisters, have more negative charges than positive charges. They have more negative charges than positive charges. We already mentioned what salt is. It is a substance that split water into cations, positive charges, and anions, negative charges. Cations and anions allow human cells to have and use electrical energy. Then it is the electrical energy and the thermal energy that serves as the foundation of the three nervous systems. Now we get into the root of why people have Alzheimer's. The three nervous systems will be compromised. This is what the person used as their protection. This is what the human used as their protection. Their brain, their intelligence. We're not the strongest creatures on this planet, but we're supposed to be the most intelligent one. And that is our defense mechanism on this planet. That's how we thrive and protect ourselves from all the predators, from all the adversaries, and all the other things here, the microbes here, the toxic, the microbes on every surface on this planet. And we allow them to invade our body, our systems, and that's what they would do. They're waiting to pounce on us when we make a mistake. They're watching for us to make mistakes. And they will have a comfortable place to reside and build a community right inside of our body. That's what they do. They're waiting for us to make a mistake. So if you don't have your three nervous system intact, that's what you're going to be doing, making more and more and more mistakes. And that's what we see right now going on in our society on so many different levels, brothers and sisters. So it will be the poison, the toxin, the microbial toxin, the plant alkaloid, radioactive isotope from pharmaceutical drugs, pharmaceutical salt, medical dyes, acidosis and alkalosis, where people are drinking their own water. They're drinking acidic water, or they're drinking too much alkaline in the water. Either way, you're breaking the rule. You're breaking the rule. When people are taking vaccine, not realizing that there are preservatives in the vaccine in terms of aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, and these things are toxic metal. And toxic metal are composed of mineral salts. And those mineral salts will have more negativity, more anion than cation, more negative charges. And your body will be loaded and overfilled with negative charges. How can the person live? How can the DNA and the gene function properly? Not going to happen if you're not aware of all of these things. If you're not aware of all of these things, not going to happen. The person that have Alzheimer's, brothers and sisters, they're not able to produce certain neurotransmitters. The number one sprawling neurotransmitter would be acetylcholine. They cannot produce acetylcholine. What is acetylcholine for? Acetylcholine is for memory. That would be the first thing that goes. Acetylcholine is for memory. And you're consuming these mineral salts and these toxins that will compromise the DNA and these poison in the food that we're eating, in the water that we're drinking, in the air that we're breathing, and no one is teaching us how to neutralize these things once they get inside of us. And the cell would not be able to produce the neurotransmitter, acetylcholine. the blueprint would not be released to the DNA. The DNA would become fragmented by what I just shared with the poison, the toxic. This is what will be happening, brothers and sisters. If the person is unable to produce acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter, if they're unable to produce serotonin, if they're unable to produce norepinephrine, those are the most important three neurotransmitters. And there are more neurotransmitters. There are neurotransmitters for pain. If you cannot produce them, you will have pain throughout the body, inflammation throughout the body. If you can't produce cortisol, the cell needs the blueprint, the instruction coming from the genes by way of the DNA, and it must be passed on to the three RNAs. If you have these unhealthy cooking salt and unhealthy mineral salt in your body, they'll be compromising the cells, the DNA. And the communication between them will be smashed. They use electrical energy to communicate. All of the 75 to 100 trillion cells, this is how they communicate, through electrical energy. They won't be able to produce it by giving them more, they have more anion than cation, more negative charges than positive charges. This is what Alzheimer's is all about. Brother and sister, there was a person by the name of Alois Alzheimer who described Alzheimer in 1907. And they have been trying to come up with a drug to cure it ever since. And they have failed. And I believe they're going to continue to fail. Centimetrin have already cured many people with Alzheimer's disease. Already. Many people that have dementia, memory loss, could be regained because we know the root cause. Here's another thing about the human body that you should know, brother and sister. Whenever the body, and we're talking about the brain in this instant, we're speaking about our brain. Whenever our brain is not able to produce the acetylcholine, the serotonin, and the norepinephrine, and the other neurotransmitter, the other neurons, and the other hormones, and the other enzyme that's needed to produce all of these things, since there cannot be any emptiness in our space in the brain, something must fill the void. If those neurotransmitters, neurons, and hormone and enzymes are not present, because you block their production, because we put the DNA in disrepair based on what we are eating. So if that happens, there can be no emptiness. So something must take the place of those things essential that's needed to be on a paradigm of normalcy. And what would that be? That would be neurofibrillary plaque, brother and sister. There'll be plaque throughout the person's brain. How can the brain function if there's plaque everywhere in the person's brain? And if the person's brain become calcified because they're drinking the wrong beverages and eating the wrong fruits, eating the wrong vegetables, drinking the wrong water, and they have neurofibrillary plaque, so water is not getting into the cytoplasm of the cell, nothing will be produced. And more plaque will be produced. There can be no emptiness. Something will take the place of all of those essentials that's needed to keep the person healthy. So the person's brain is healthy. So the neurofibrillary plaque will be everywhere. You can take herbs. You can take vitamins. You can take whatever you want to take. It's not going into the cell to do any good, because the plaque must be ionized first before the person can get some relief, and before the cells start to perform again, the DNA must be repaired. No one is doing that but centimetry, repairing the DNA. So the gene will release the blueprint And the DNA will pass it on to the three RNA to produce what needs to be produced with speed. If you do not denature the enzyme that's required to produce everything with speed, because we live on planet Earth. Planet Earth tends to slow things down because of gravitational force. Enzyme must be used and produced to speed things up. If we denature the enzyme that we are producing, things will be moving too slow. It's just that simple, brother and sister. It's just that simple. So in order to reverse the, in order to reverse Alzheimer's, we're going to share what must be done in order to reverse Alzheimer's. And we'll come back to some other things that we must do. But in order to reverse it, in order to reverse it, brothers and sisters, we have to follow this protocol. We have to take everything we said up to this point very seriously. Everything that we have said up to this point must be taken very seriously. Very seriously. If we don't, we have no way or no chance of reversing our disease. And like we said earlier, the disease is not the problem. We know exactly what to do to reverse the disease. But it's the person, it is the person that has the disease. You got to get through to that person. And that person must have their mind made up, and that person must become determined. So take everything that we're talking about very seriously. If a person have a liver problem, that liver problem must be reversed, because the liver produces resources for every organ, including the brain. What can the brain do without the liver? Absolutely nothing, brother and sister. The liver receives phenylalanine from the food that we're eating, from the flesh food especially that we're eating, and it transfers the phenylalanine into tyrosine. And the brain uses tyrosine to produce acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Those three major neurotransmitters for a person to be human, to be on a paradigm of a human being. And when they cease to produce them, you'll see the animal come out of them. I'm explaining to you what happens. In order for a human being to be human, he must produce those neurotransmitters. And they must be kept in balance, brother and sister. If not, then the three nervous systems will not function properly. That's what's going to happen. They won't function properly. And the person is going to become forgetful. The person is going to become, is going to have dementia. And the person is going to have full-blown Alzheimer's. And they're going to cascade and cascade and cascade until the person dies. Drugs will not reverse it. Herbs will not reverse it. And food surely won't reverse it. So we're sharing with us what would it take to reverse the Alzheimer's disease if the person had it. So the liver must be functioning properly. First, if the liver have problem, come to symptometry and reverse the liver problem. That's what must happen. So serotonin could be produced, acetylcholine can be produced, and norepinephrine and all of the other neurotransmitters can be produced. Can't do it without tyrosine. And the liver must be working properly to convert phenylalanine from the meat that we're consuming to tyrosine. The person must change or modify their diet. If they're vegan or vegetarian, we have to remind them that phenylalanine in vegetables will not be enough to overcome gene incapacitation in the hippocampus. It won't be enough to overcome it. If they don't overcome that gene incapacitation in the hippocampus, then they're going to be exposed or have tendencies to crave different things. And they're going to have many addiction. Craving and addiction will occur in the person.
is what's going to happen. So you must eat meat, flesh food, in order to have enough fidelity. This is what must happen, brothers and sisters. If you pigeonhole to become a vegan or vegetarian, well, you're making yourself susceptible to Alzheimer's and other diseases. Next, we must restore the cytoplasmic fluidity and balance, which means there must be fluid in the cytoplasm. If there's no fluid in the cytoplasm, no water, no moisture in the cytoplasm, the cells are dehydrated because you're drinking the wrong water. You're drinking water with chemicals, drinking tap water. You're cooking with tap water. You can't do these things, brothers and sisters. You have to pay attention. You have to modify some things. You have to change some things. There must be fluid in the cytoplasm. And the imbalance from cooking with the wrong salt and consuming mineral salt, the wrong mineral salts, you must restore the balance. You must repair the damage that was done. You just can't change your diet and expect everything just fall in place. No, there have been years and years of damage that now must be corrected, that now must be repaired. Here's another thought, brothers and sisters. The human body requires constant maintenance and repair. Constant. But you didn't know it. All you thought we had to do was to eat food, drink some water, and go to the bathroom a few times a day. And we'll be healthy. How's that working so far? It doesn't work because that's about 10% of what's required. And who's teaching you the 90% that required? No one. No one. So I'm sharing with us, brothers and sisters, what must be done. And we're going to explain a couple other things, and then we're going to open our line for questions and for comments. So please be patient. Please be patient. We're about at the end of what we want to share tonight. So the person must change their diet. The diet must be modified. In most people's cases, you need a certified cytometric health court to help you modify the diet so you can enforce scientific cooking and eating. Yes, I say scientific. So the food will be selected scientifically. And scientific cooking and eating means based on your condition, what condition your body is in. Certain food you must avoid because they're going to worsen your condition. You have an enzyme deficit. And no person will be healthy with an enzyme deficit. You must produce a surplus of enzyme, enzyme to digest your food, and enzyme for repair and maintenance, especially as you sleep at night. That's when the most maintenance is done, while we're sleeping. So the cytoplasmic imbalance must be restored, and fluidity in the cytoplasm must also be restored. And next, if a person say, well, I heard fish oil is good for Alzheimer's, it will prevent Alzheimer's. Well, brothers and sisters, going to the health food store and buying fish oil will be absolutely waste of time. Don't do it. Don't waste your money, nor waste your time. Because the cells in the brain and neurofibrillary plaque everywhere. How is those things going to get into the brain cell? How is the fish oil is going to go into the brain cell? It's not going to happen, brother and sister. You have plaque everywhere. What can fish oil do to the person's brain if it's filled with neurofibrillary plaque? You first must remove the plaque. Unless plaque is removed, the dietary supplement a person would be consuming from their nutrition that they recommend wouldn't even make a dent in Alzheimer's disease. Not a dent. And we already know the drugs do not help either because all drugs have mineral salts. They have more anion than cation. You'll be adding more negativity to the brain, more, not less. So, brothers and sisters, the final thing that we have to do if we want to reverse our condition or if we want to learn to prevent Alzheimer's is consult
a doctor of symptometry to ionize the neurofibrillary plaque from the person's brain. If there's plaque in the brain, there's probably plaque throughout the body as well. So plaque anywhere in the body must be ionized, hydrolyzed, or oxidized out, because the cell membrane must remain permeable so nutrients and resources can flow into them, so the cell has what they need, and the toxin and the waste must flow out of the cell in order for the cell to carry out their function. These are things that must take place. And being on drugs and not doing whatever is required is not going to reverse the person's Alzheimer's. The disease will become more and more chronic until the person's life is at stake. And this is the contour of every disease, brothers and sisters. We just have to be talking about Alzheimer's tonight, because this is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And the cell must be nourished with dehydrated nutrients. And most of these nutrients are not found in our processed food, brothers and sisters. Most of the nutrients, not even in the soil, brothers and sisters, not there. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to prevent Alzheimer's? What are you going to do to reverse Alzheimer's? And most time, the person who has Alzheimer's, someone else is taking care of them. A family member is taking care of them. Now they must make the right decision for the person with Alzheimer's. So now you have to work as a team. It's a team effort if you want to restore the person's health. Every disease is reversible. That's what we said earlier. But it depends on the person. The person must make the right decision. And no one can force the person to make the right decision. They have to have enough information to choose. The Almighty allowed us to have the ability to have choice. Many sick people, brothers and sisters, and they're getting sicker. Not only do we have to deal with people with Alzheimer's, but we keep hearing warning about the new variants coming, and they keep talking about it's going to be worse than the COVID-19 itself. So many people will be panicking. They won't know what to do. Should I take the shot? Should I not take that booster? They don't know what to do. And we explain here on this program about what to do to fortify your immune system, what to do to fortify the rest of the 10 system of the human body, what to do to fortify your cells, what to do to protect your DNA. We talk about all of these things on this program, brothers and sisters, the science of health and you. We explain the source of every disease. Every disease has a source, just like every river has a source. And no disease is a mystery. Your doctor might not be able to explain it to you, but symptometry is expert at tracing the source of every disease. There's no mystery diseases. What's that about? The person broke the rule. And all we have to do is talk to the person for a few minutes, determine what food that they have been eating most of the time, and we can make a correlation between their disease and this food they're eating or what they've been exposed to. In symptomology, that is called correlation diagnosis. It's much better than using those fancy machines that your doctor might have, the artificial intelligence. How can that beat the intelligence of the human brain that the Almighty has created? It can't do it, brothers and sisters. It can't. That's why we're able to reverse our own diseases. But nobody's coming to save us. I want to make this point. Nobody's coming, brothers and sisters. We have to begin to make correct choices. We have to modify our diet, modify our lifestyle. If we're doing crazy things, we have to stop doing it. And we have to correct our mistakes. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, here's the time. Press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. If you have any comments to make, we'll also do that. And we certainly appreciate your time and attention throughout the program. You've exhibited excellent patience and time to listen to me. And I hope you've been paying attention. So if you have any questions at all at this point, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. Anyone at all that have a question or comment? Don't be shy. I know I shared a lot of information, and I'm sure someone have a question. I'm sure someone has a question about something. I know I didn't do that good a job to explain everything to your satisfaction when you have no question. I know someone have a question. And no question is a dumb question, brothers and sisters. And the very question you might ask, someone else might be able to learn from it. Matter of fact, I might be able to learn something from it. I'm always in the mode to learn. And that's what we have to do, brothers and sisters. Always be ready to learn. Never stop learning. Learning is our destiny. We must keep learning. Well, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. If not, we're going to share some mineral salt that we all need to avoid. It will compromise ourselves and predispose us to Alzheimer's, because we will have so much negativity that will compromise the three nervous systems. I see a hand raised. You're going to that 111. I know who that is. That's Sister Amina. Welcome to the Signs of Health in You. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salam, Sister Amina. How you doing this evening?
Okay. I'm enjoying listening to you. But I wanted to ask, I've always heard from different ones that have tried to be healthy. Usually it's some elders in the community that, they have different home remedies that they always swore by, trying to keep alert and all of that. And one of the things is that I used to hear from a lot of ones in my family and others, that cod liver oil was supposed to be so good for you. And it was another one I was trying to think of. Supplement they was always talking about, coconut oil.
Yes.
And another one I used to hear about, and people would talk about, is the coenzyme Q10, I meant to say.
Q10, yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely supposed to be a good antioxidant and, keep your cells healthy and all of that kind of stuff. And the main one, another good one, they would talk about the coral calcium and ginkgo biloba. Could you speak that, those as far as helping with Alzheimer's or whatever, because there's a lot of adults that, just because you're a certain age, they are not decapitated or, just they're alert. They get around and they have an active life.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of one of my role models. I'm thinking of Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
People like that.
Absolutely.
And then people in my, I'm thinking of my, I have a relative on my mom's side of the family. She's in her 90s, and she still gets around.
Absolutely.
she's in her 90s. My mom's only aunt that's living in Philadelphia. And, you know, I've told them about symptometry. She's legally blind and has health issues, you know, but she still gets around every day inside her house. You know, her daughter, my cousin, helps her, you know, whatever other things that she, her daughter and her daughter's, the husband live up the street from her. So whatever she has to do, you know, as far as, you know, going grocery shopping, being taken to the doctor, all these other, you know, little things that need to be done, they see about her, or take her, or make, you know, and help her on a regular basis. But what I'm saying is that she gets around in her, she still lives in her house that she's had since I was a kid, that she's been in that house forever. And it's upstairs and downstairs to it, and she keeps it immaculate. I mean, it's just amazing to me. But I'll hang up and listen. I just wanted you to speak to that a little bit, touch on those, you know, in relation to symptometry or whatever, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Salam alaikum.
Salam, Sister Amita. That's an excellent question. Here's what we know. There are some people that made fewer mistakes than others. For example, when they ate something that made them sick, and they didn't keep forcing themselves to eat it, they stopped eating it. And a lot of children are like that. But their parents end up forcing them to eat the food anyway. So children come here almost instinctively know what food to eat. But it's the parent that will force them to eat certain food. They know the carrot's not good for them. They know that the string beans and English peas are not good for them. They already know. They come here with that amount of instinct. And because those things hurt their stomach. It makes them feel dizzy. Cause them to be upset. There's some symptom that they are receiving every time they eat that food. They notice it. These are children. And they try to tell the parent, I can't eat that. I don't want to. It doesn't taste good. It hurts my stomach. But the parent's not listening. If you don't eat that, you don't watch, you don't play the game. You can't play the video game. You don't eat that, you can't do this. You can't do that. We should never use food as a motivating factor with our children. We should analyze and find why they cannot eat the food. What problem is it causing to them? If some people are blessed to continue that throughout their lifestyle, throughout their life. And those people who stop eating food that hurt them, that make them sick, make them feel funny, and they just stop eating it. Well, there are people who are going to eat this food anyway. They don't care how sick they get, how much diarrhea they get. They still got to have it. They don't care how much acid reflux they get after eating it. They still got to have it. And there are people who are blessed to produce an enzyme surplus. They are born with the right genes, and those genes are always producing enzymes. Somehow denaturing these enzymes. Sometimes I interview people that have lived to be past 100 or centenarian, and all of them had a few things in common. And they know nothing, and they didn't know anything about centimetry, absolutely nothing about centimetry, but still they were able to make it to 100 or beyond. But the fact of the matter is this, brothers and sisters. Longevity is fine, but our aim in symptometry is health and longevity. When you get to be 100, 103, 110, you want to be able to have your eyesight. You want to be able to have your hearing, and you want to be able to be mobile on your own, have your own cognition so you can take care of yourself and think for yourself and still have your freedom. This is what the aim is. Healthy longevity, not just longevity. Many people live to 100, but somebody got to take care of them. Take them to the bathroom. Take them to the doctor. Drive for them. All those things we know about them. We all know people in our family that somebody have to take care of them. Yeah, they made it to 102, but they're not having fun. And those people who try to self-medicate, they're going to make matters worse. The majority of us that try to self-medicate are going to make matters worse. And this is what St. Thomas is saying. If the person have plaque everywhere, I don't care what supplement you are going to take. It's not going into the cells. The cells are not benefiting, brothers and sisters. You might mitigate some symptoms, and that's all you're going to get. The disease itself is going to become more and more chronic. If the correction is not made in DNA being repaired, so the gene will release the blueprint, and the DNA have it, the blueprint, to pass it on to the three RNAs, no disease would be reversed. Now, that's a fact of life. We can wrestle with it. We can argue with it. We can do whatever. That's why allopathic medicine, Western medicine, has not cured any diseases after 2,000 years. Now, we want to keep going down that road. You're free to do so. But I refuse to go down that road. I made a turn, and I'm encouraging other people to make a turn. The Almighty has placed everything inside of us to cure every disease. And the more we learn about it, the healthier we become. We must maintain our health so our brain will stay intact, brothers and sisters, so we can continue to produce neurotransmitters, neurons, neurochemicals, hormone, and enzyme, not only in our brain but throughout our body. If we don't do that, our cell will create symptoms and disease, and every disease eventually, brothers and sisters, will turn into a vortex of negative energy. You already used the wrong salt. You cook with it, and you're already consuming drugs with mineral salts in them that produces more anion, the cation, more negative charges. So you have negative charges coming from everywhere. How is the person going to be healthy? And now you have several diseases. Most people that have Alzheimer's also have 2, 3, or 4 other chronic conditions. And nobody's helping them to reverse them when all diseases are reversible. And self-medicating is a problem. We hear something on the Internet, and people try it. It's not good, brothers and sisters. The information they share on the Internet is not good. It's not verifiable. And they would do anything or say anything. And you have some person who take those things seriously. You can't do it. We're here to tell you, you cannot do it. Don't do it. Go into the school, American School of Symptometry, and learn about the science so you can protect yourself with knowledge. And take it step by step to implement what you learn. Become responsible for your own health. Nobody is responsible for your health. Each and every one of us have a human body, and we should be responsible for it. The more we're responsible, the more we can do with it. If you leave that responsibility in the hands of others, you are setting yourself up, brothers and sisters. Everybody has a human body, and we all are responsible for our own. It's a gift. It affords us to have life on this planet. Without it, we won't be here. We make our transition, pure and simple. Requirement to living on this planet, you must have a human body, and you must be the one to take care of it. No one else can take care of it for you. They can help you, but you have to do the heavy lifting to keep it in good repair. So self-medicating is a no-no. You have to learn about molecules. You have to learn about the downside of nutrition. You have to learn about what's in those things. And people will sell something quick to you just to get your money, your dollars. And they'll take advantage of you. You already don't know. And this is what's happening to us. Self-medicating is not good. Sure, some of the people that were before us, our parent and grandparent and great-grandparent, they were gifted, brothers and sisters. They didn't live in the time that we're living today, but so much is polluted, so much is contaminated, so much in industrialization has made things worse. Everything is bad, worse than what it was 50 years ago when I was a child. when you was a child. There's no comparison. We can compare our life back then with the life we have now, and in terms of human diseases, they've gotten worse. Man has gotten sicker. No one has health. At least back then, people had health. They had their health intact. So they didn't have a whole lot to do. And they worked all the time, almost around the clock. They had motion, movement going on all the time. Much of the toxins and problems, they neutralized them by working hard. People not working that hard today. They live in the city. Everything at their fingertip. They don't do anything. They don't even go get the grocery now. People bring it to their door. They don't even go to the restaurant. People bring it to their door. All this lifestyle changes produce more diseases in people because of a lack of motion, movement. So these things we have to think about, Sister Amina. And we can't even compare it to 50 years ago. We live in a whole different time now, whole different set of problems that affect our health, that compromise all of us. And if we don't keep learning to keep up and know what we have to do and how this body operates, we're going to be doomed and out of here. I hope that answered the question. So come to Synthometry, learn some science, know about particulates to remove the neurofibrillary plaque, not only the plaque, but to sanitize your blood with blood impurities, over 70 blood impurities circulating in the person's blood, how can they be healthy? And they're eating their own fruits and they have eye problems. Eye problems, you have them because you're eating fruit. Things just don't just happen in the human body. There's a reason. Our body just don't decay just because we're aging. Our body has the ability to duplicate itself because our cells divide, producing new cells. But when those cells can't divide and produce new cells because we denatured the enzyme to divide the cell, there's two enzymes to divide the cell, and those cells are not being able to be divided because of what's happening. Because you denature the two enzymes required to divide them. So if the cells are not divided, how are they going to produce brain essential, body essential, cell essential? It's not going to happen, brother and sister. It's not going to happen. So you must know what it takes to make the cell do what they're supposed to do. You must learn about enzymes. You must learn about how to keep from denaturing them. It's so much that we have to learn. And there's one source that's teaching it, the verifiable science that we need to all know about. So that's what we have to do, Sister Amina. I hope that addressed the question. Anyone else have a question, just press 1 on your line, and we'll open your mic and allow you to ask your question and make your comment. Ask questions and make your comment. In the meantime, while people are deciding whether they're going to ask a question or not, we're going to share some of the mineral salts that you need to avoid and where to find them. Brothers and sisters, these are more things that will cause the person to be susceptible to Alzheimer. There are a mineral salt called aluminum palmitate, which is in many packing materials, and also found in deodorant. Aluminum palmitate, the aluminum potassium sulfate, and as a clarifying product in cube sugar. You got people that use cube sugar? Well, it has aluminum potassium sulfate. And it's also in the production of dill pickle, those sour pickles that people love to eat on. And here's another thing about dill pickle, brothers and sisters. It is sitting in vinegar. Vinegar has a downside. It is very, very problematic for human cells and human tissue. refrain from using vinegar for self-medicating. Don't do it. I don't care what they say that vinegar is capable of doing. You're making a big mistake. Soon we'll be talking about the downside of vinegar and what it does when people use it. All the inflammation they will have and the tumor that they will have and the cancer they will cause to spread from using vinegar. Vinegar is acetic acid, very problematic for the human being, very problematic for the human being. Also, aluminum potassium sulfate is found in bleached flour, also in cheese. Not only does it cause memory loss, it also causes acid reflux. It causes acid reflux as well. And we have aluminum calcium silicate. It is used as an anti-caking additive when manufacturing powdery salt. This is why salt should never be sprinkled on food at the table. Never sprinkle any seasoning on your food after you have cooked it. Don't do it. You don't know what's coming out of that shaker. You don't know how many impurities and preservatives are in those things. You just don't know. You have no clue. At least when you put the seasoning in the food as cooking, at least the heat neutralizes much of the impurities. But if you sprinkle stuff on your food, season on your food after cooking, you don't know what's happening with it. You trust people? You trust these people? I don't know how you can. I just don't understand. You don't know who you're dealing with. I hate to put it like that, but we don't know who we're dealing with. When cooking, the pots and the pan that we use, we must cure them before using them. There's a process to cure, especially aluminum pots and pans. Must be cured. These things we must know about, brothers and sisters. Also, you have aluminum lauterate. It is also an anti-caking additive for table sugar or confectionate sugar. People like to use all those funny kind of sugars. Well, look on that label and see if they have aluminum lauterate. All these different aluminum will set the person up for Alzheimer's disease. You don't have to believe me. These are the facts. They have nothing to do with what we believe. It's still going to be a fact, fact of life. That's what we share, and that's what St. Thomas to teach us to share. Aluminum isotonic. It is used as a gel and additive when manufacturing gelatin. Those gelatin, jello things, gummy bears and all those things. Well, you should read that label a little bit careful and see if you have aluminum isotonic that will set you up for Alzheimer's. All these aluminum salt, they have more anion, negative charges, than positive charges, cations. All salt have charges, electrical charges, brothers and sisters, and no one can heal with negative energy. You can only heal with positive energy, and you keep adding negativity to your system from negative people, from the products you're consuming, from the salt that you're using. How can the cell recover? It cannot. It will be consumed by negativity, slowing things down. When you need to have things speeded up. And the disease you have already, other chronic disease that you already have, will become a vortex of negative energy throughout the body, affecting your three nervous system. More problems. Then you have aluminum phosphate. It is also a gel and additive, which is used during the manufacturing of gelatin. Also, it's an ingredient in dental cement. It's very corrosive, especially to the gum. Talk about dental problems. often it's the product that you're using. And by the way, since we're talking about the dental and the gum, never use baking soda to brush your teeth. Never use salt to brush your teeth. Both salt and baking soda are alkaline. And when your mouth is acidic by design, if you change the pH, you're making a big mistake. And many of our people, they use salt and baking soda when they don't have toothpaste. And you must use the correct toothpaste as well. And sometimes you test all of these things constantly to see what the chemical structure of that they're made of, the chemical structure. It cannot lie. Once you use the chromatography machine, you see the chemical structure that these things are made of. You see the pattern of the atoms. How many atoms are the different elements that they're made up of? Tell you much about the product and what it's capable of doing to a human cell. Anything that interfere with the smooth transition and operation of the human cell will make you sick. And if you don't protect yourself, you ignore them and neglect them, you're going to have many diseases. We also have aluminum hydroxide. It does not only cause memory loss, it also causes severe constipation. If there is too much of it in the bread that you're eating or in the toothpaste that you're using. These are facts, brothers and sisters, facts of life. Has nothing to do with Abdul Shahid. I just studied them and passed them on to you and hope we're all paying attention and learning from them. That's my goal. So, brothers and sisters, if you have any questions, just raise your hand and you open your mic. I see 111. We're back in the queue. Your mic is open, Sister Amina.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, you know, Brother Abdul Shahid, I wanted to ask about the because you know I'm always researching.
Researching, yes.
The latest article on the symptometry website. I'm fascinated with the big misconception about foods, and the thing that stays in my mind. You know, about the article, I haven't printed it off yet, but what I wanted to ask about is I'm fascinated about the lymphocytes, and I know that has to do with the lymph nodes.
Yes.
I'm assuming. You know, the lymphocytes, you know,
that's what
the part
up where
it says, yes, the part that says, you know, finally the modified amino acids freed from the peptides are used by stem cells in the bone marrow.
The red bone marrow is produced in the red bone marrow. This is how you cure, Sister Amina, sickle cell. And how many of our people have sickle cell? Come to Syntomagy and we'll cure the sickle cell.
And what I wanted to ask about, I zeroed in on the different groups of white blood cells in the body.
Yes.
The T cells, the lymphocytes, the neutrophils, the eosinophils, the monocytes, basophils, and the granulocytes. Now, the lymphocytes, which it says it eats garbage in the lymphatic vessels.
Yeah, in the
lymphatic
system,
elaborate.
That's what they do.
And I'll hang up and listen. I'm just fascinated with that. Like, oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you. We'll address some of that. Absolutely amazing what the Almighty have done for us, brother and sister. He never left anything out. We have cells that will eat up the lymph in the lymphatic system. We have so much lymph there because we have destroyed the lymphocytes. We don't know how to nourish them. Sometimes it will teach you how to nourish the lymphocytes, and so you have enough of them to eat away the lymph, which is the garbage. The lymphatic system is the garbage disposal system of the human body. The lymphatic vessels, they parallel the blood vessel because there's so much garbage in the person's blood, brothers and sisters. See, here's the contradiction, and there's many paradoxes on this planet. Planet Earth is the land of the opposites. Here's the thing that you have to think about. It is the blood that carries nutrients and resources to every cell of our body, all 75 to 100 trillion of them. But not only does it carry the resources and the nutrients, it also carries the toxin. It also carries the poison. It also carries alkaloids from plants that you cannot use heat to neutralize. It also carries the radioactive isotope. It also carries the radiation. It also carries those mineral salts from the hospital diet that they use to inject into your spine so they can get a better image. Just by drinking water, it's not going to dilute those dye because they are water soluble. They are insoluble in water. They will not be dissolved. They are insoluble, which means they won't dissolve. So what do they do? They circulate in our blood forever until you come to symptomatry and have them ionized out of your system, out of your blood. These things that circulate in our blood, we call them blood impurities. That's over 70 of them, and they will be jamming the cells and jamming the capillary to nourish the cell. They'll be jamming the organs. And I'm telling you what we study and what we know. And they'll be causing many diseases, brother and sister. So the lymphocyte or the or those cells, their main job is to eat the lymph. All those blood impurities that comes together in the lymphatic system. But since you don't know how to nourish them, you don't have enough of them, so the blood impurities must be absorbed by our organs just to keep the blood flowing. I speak like this, brothers and sisters, because I'm trying my best to wake us up and get our attention. And I cannot help myself. I say every time before I start to talk, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be laid back. I'm not going to be excited. But as soon as I get in this chair and start speaking, the excitement comes because I want to paint this picture and how the Almighty have our body, the system in place, and how they are all together working one objective. And that one objective is to keep us healthy so we become the most important person on this planet, and so that we become the most responsible person on this planet, and so that we reach our fullest potential, brother and sister, so we don't leave here without reaching our fullest potential, so the Almighty have not left out anything. It is we who do not understand. It is we who making the mistakes and getting diseases. We're not supposed to have a disease. We're not supposed to be making these mistakes. But since nobody is teaching us, and what we're teaching tonight, our grandchildren can learn this. A three-year-old can learn this. A four-year-old can learn this. If they learn how to take care of their body and nourish their brain, they'll be more than gifted. They're already gifted. They come here gifted. But it's something that we're doing to take away their gifts, to take away their creativity, to take away their brain power, their ideas, because we don't know. So, yes, Sister Amina, we have those white blood cells, and that's our defense mechanism for microbes entering our body. Every surface on this in this world have microbes living on them, every surface, in the air, in the water, in the food. There's no escaping them. We have to fortify our immune system. You're going to hear the problem with the variants coming more and more. Brothers and sisters, you have an immune system. Know how to fortify it. Know how to take care of it. And that's what we'll be sharing. So, brothers and sisters, you have a question. I think Sister Amina might still have another question. I'm going to go to her right quick. Sister Amina, you have another question?
No.
Or your hand was just left?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. You can press one on your phone, and that hand raise will go away. Thank you. Excellent question. Anyone else have a question? So we are winding down here now. We've shared much information, so we hope that the information that we shared was beneficial, brother and sister. And there's a lot to say about Alzheimer's disease, but it's all up to the person. Every disease is reversible, but it's up to the person. You don't have to die with Alzheimer's. You don't have to have Alzheimer's. All these things can be prevented, but you have to become earth smart, learn about where you are, and you must become health smart. That's what has to happen. That's what we're missing, being able to be earth smart and health smart. We see one other question, 586-296. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Hi, this is Carlisa. I'm Rashid's sister.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I have a question.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I have something to ask. It's a little off from what you're talking now, but it's something I'm asking about myself, number one. But I also want to say hip replacement and knee replacement. I know so many people that are getting them or had them.
Yes.
I have a question for myself. Cartilage. I have been diagnosed as low cartilage. I'm not about to get any replacement. Is there anything that can be done for that situation?
Yes, ma'am. It sure can. Here's what happens. See, it is the food that we eat and the drugs that we take and the supplement we take that will prevent ourselves from reducing cartilage, from replacing cartilage, from renewing the cartilage. What is that? See, our liver must be in excellent condition to produce somatomedine. Somatomedine is a substance that our cell will use to produce joints, to produce ligament, to repair tendon, and the bones, to make them more flexible and elastic. All these things is part of what our cells produce. They produce everything to replace every part of our body. Everything is replaceable.
Okay.
So if it's not being replaced, it is something that we did to block the production of those things. If the bones are not being nourished properly, you're not consuming the right mineral salts, these things will prevent.
Okay. So there's help for the cartilage and developing. And like I said, a lot of people I know are getting hip replacements and knee replacements. It's like crazy. I was like, everybody I know is in
they're making the same mistakes. And here's another thing I can share with you right quick. Just keep listening to this program. Because people consume phosphorus protein. Phosphorus protein will denature or compromise three of the amino acids in the DNA, and that is enough to cause the DNA to become fragmented. Every part of our body has cells, and in the cells is the nucleus. In the nucleus, you find the DNA, genes, chromosomes, and chromatin. That's the engine of the cell. So if that engine is incapacitated, you won't be able to produce fresh bones, fresh tendons, and you eat the wrong food like phosphorus protein, then it's going to cause your bone to deteriorate. You can't drink milk. You can't eat dairy. You can't eat eggs because all of those things are phosphorus protein. You can't eat ice cream. You can't do it. Not and be healthy because your body will fall apart like it's happening. That's why people have knee replacement when their own knee can be regenerated.
Okay.
They have hip replacement because they destroyed the cartilage. And we're made from collagen. That's protein. But we consume the wrong foods and we take the wrong supplement and self-medicating, those things will destroy our entire body.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
It sure did. Thank you.
Come to Centometry and ionize the blockages and the blood impurities and nourish those cells, and you can rebuild your own knee, your own joints, your own ligament, your own tendon, and your own bones. What, isn't that a thought?
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, thank you very much. You answered my question.
Thank you so very much for joining us tonight.
Okay.
And our time is just about up. And we certainly appreciate it. So press one on your phone just in case we have somebody else that might try to squeeze in one more question, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so very much. And continue to listen.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, brothers and sisters, our time is just about up. And I'm going to give my contact information before we pass the mic on to Imam Mark Shahid and let him close us out. We'll be doing that in just one moment. Look, I see a hand raised. I'm going to this hand right here. 314-395. Your mic is open.
Oh yeah, this is Sister Dorsey from St. Louis. I was calling to find out. All right, how are you? What did
excellent.
You say was good for sickle cell? Cause my cousin has that.
You need to come to Centometry, and we'll set up a consultation, and we'll explain it. Because in the red bone marrow, the person is not producing healthy red blood cells. There's something going on in the red blood cells, so the shape, the round oval shape, is not perfected. It is producing a sickle shape because of an enzyme that's been denatured.
Mm-hmm.
We ionize the red bone marrow and nourish the red bone marrow, and it will begin to produce healthy red blood cells. If the person is anemic, but that anemic must be reversed. They must use ferric iron, ferrihem. And in order to produce ferrihem, you must have ferritin. And that's one of the molecules that Centometry offer. So going to the health food store, buying iron with two atoms of oxygen is not enough. You need to know what to do, and you need to know how to combine these nutrients. If you don't combine the nutrient properly, you just be making matters worse, and no drug will cure any disease. You're not made of drugs. You're made of nutrients and water. That's what we're made of, and that's what we must use to reverse our condition. But we have to sanitize our blood because all of those things go everywhere. The impurities in the person's blood is going to the red bone marrow, blocking things from being produced. Toxic metal must be neutralized. And these things are found everywhere in the food that the person's eating. The person's diet must be modified with the help of a certified Centometry health course. All these things we have available in Centometry. So I'm going to leave my contact information. If they're serious about reversing the sickle cell, it can be done. And it'll take a long time to do it. But they have to be serious about it because they have to do the heavy lifting. They have to follow the guidelines. They have to modify their diet. This is a child
Thank
or a grown
you.
Person? The person that has the sickle cell, is that a child or a grown person?
Oh, no, he's grown now. But his skin looks so he looks so old with his skin, you know.
All that could be reversed.
And I'm assuming that it's coming from the sickle cell.
Yeah, that has a big problem. I say our blood cell must be healthy because it is the red blood cell that carry all of the nutrients and resources to the cell. If it's not healthy, it won't be able to do it. The person will not, many cells of the body will not have oxygen.
Okay.
Won't have it.
All right.
And without oxygen to sustain our life, we were going to have many problems, and that's the case. So we're going to leave our contact information and then have the person to contact us if they're willing to make the changes they need to make and move forward to reverse their condition. Thank you so very much for that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We're going to take one more question before we exit. 586-296, your mic is open.
Oh, no. I thought I unmuted it.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so very much. Just press 1. Okay. I think that's it. We'd like to encourage everyone to go to the website of American School of Centometry, and that website is amsos.org. Also, if you have a need to speak to the health coach, certified Centometry health coach myself, Abdul Shaheed, you may call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled SHAHEED. Brothers and sisters, we have a show called Optimal Health where we fortify our bodies against diseases. Our bodies have the ability to be resistant to diseases and microbes and radiation and toxic metal, all these things. Come and learn more on the program called Optimal Health
every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All you have to do is dial in using one of these numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That's Optima Health on AM 360 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have this program every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Program is called Morning Tylene, and we share information about health as well as information about Al-Islam and other issues in our society. And you can participate and join us by dialing in to 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. If you set up an account with free conference call, you'll be able to see us and we'll be able to see you. So if you do that, then you'll be able to access the program every Saturday and Sunday called Morning Tylene from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Imam Mark Shaheed, we're going to pass the platform to you, and you can make the necessary announcement that you need to make. And your mic is now open. And
yes.
We're going to make our exit out of here so you can come in and share with us the other program here at IWDM Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so very much.
Alhamdulillah. Praise and thanks belongs to Allah. Excellent production tonight, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. I made some wonderful, power-packed information and education on the science of your health and you learning lab tonight by Instructor Abdul Shaheed. And the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow, Wednesday, it is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with our very distinguished co-host, Dr. Patricia Salah Uddin. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that begins tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, it'll be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests. And tomorrow we will have the national convener of imams. That is Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, and he will be giving us update information on the very significant conference for leaders that will be happening in Florida tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that. That'll be next month, and he'll be giving us information on that. That'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on the MGM Roundtable. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab. That is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And yours truly, Mark Shaheed, I host that. And we will have an outstanding couple, and that will be Imam Talib and his wife Tahira Sharif. And he is the resident Imam of the Nation's Mosque. They're in Washington, D.C. As we speak today, they are celebrating their 43rd wedding anniversary today. And so you don't want to miss that. And we'll be engaging them on the true love recipe as we had Instructor Abdul Shaheed and his wife on. So you really don't want to miss that. It'll start at 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Friday, Salatul Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? It is with the very distinguished, esteemed host, Imam Mikhail Sahir. That's each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, this high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts a production called ABC. It's Jesus 1, 2, 3. It's Al Islam-based conversation that happens each and every Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live. The Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab with the very distinguished esteemed host, Rashid Salam, who's on assignment elsewhere. But never fear, instructor Abdul Shahid was here. And, boy, I tell you, you really gave an excellent, excellent presentation, some excellent questions coming from our radio listening audience. Hopefully you took good notes. And we want to make sure that you tune in next week, as it will be back, inshallah, God willing, at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab with Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shahid. And last but not least, IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal, which is the lifeblood of our community. Please keep your subscription up. Think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or maybe a pioneer, or maybe a local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. And we want you to know also that IWDM Radio, we do support this year's 2023. Time to be grateful to be held in Newark, New Jersey, the new home of the Muslim Journal. So you want to be there, so please, let's get registered. And we'll be looking to have some representatives next Wednesday here on IWDM Radio. So until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. And back to you, Instructor Abdul Shahid.
Thank you so very much, Brother Mark. We have enjoyed ourselves tonight on the Science of Health and You. So we're going to close out with a dua. وقال من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وابن الاتماع في الدنيا حسنة ورثي عكيرتي حسنة وقدابا نار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إنا إسان الاسيس كسر إلا الاتين الامنوا وامنوا صالحاتي وتواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر آمين. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Alaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. That's all, folks.